In it.
Okay.
This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, and I'm sitting down with Brittany Camino, who is the chairman of the Rural Healthcare District Board. Good morning.
Good morning.
And first of all, you're new to the board as of this year, and you were elected as the chairman. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and then how it came about that you became.
Sure.
The chairman.
So I have been a registered nurse for 15 years, and I also teach nursing. And my parents grew up here, my family grew up here, and so I have strong Johnson County roots. And my goal with becoming chairman was to just take this on and sort of. I felt like it was a great way to familiarize myself best with the ins and outs of the Johnson County Rural Healthcare Board by forcing myself to jump in head first. And I wanted to take on the challenge that chairman position that occurs when you are the chairman. And so I just felt like it was a great opportunity for me to step up and to demonstrate leadership within this board and to, just take on that challenge that I was looking for.
Okay. You've been in the position a couple of months, so not very long, but has it been about what you expected, a little more difficult, easier, what?
I'm not sure, to be honest, what I expected because it was all brand new for me, but it has been definitely the challenge that I had anticipated that it was going to be. There is a lot of ins and outs and things that you just have to learn, and sometimes you have to learn as you go, which there's no book as to how to be the chairman and step-by-step of everything that needs to be done. And so I think that's just been the biggest learning curve is I've been having to really just embrace making mistakes and learning from those mistakes, and just sort of bringing together the Rural Healthcare Board as a team, and having us just all really just be collaborative and work together. And, just sort of the things that I didn't know as to how to essentially, the daily ins and outs of the board have been the most challenging, because it's just learning as I go along.
The Rural Healthcare District Board oversees, the KC Ambulance and then contracts with Buffalo EMS and basically runs both services in southern and northern Johnson County. So what is the difference between the KC services and Buffalo EMS services? Because obviously they're different communities. Can you outline that first, and then I have more questions after.
Sure. So obviously I think the biggest difference is that KC has a little bit more, they're a little bit more specific in terms of they are rural, much more rural. So whenever they transport a patient to a hospital, they have a lot further to go. I think it was discussed once that the response, the time from pickup patient to transport in Buffalo EMS was 8 minutes or so, under the 10-minute mark, whereas KC is obviously a heck of a lot more. And then it's the question is, do we transfer to Wyoming Medical Center or do we bring the patient to Buffalo? And so there's just some more ins and outs of that kind of part of being more rural. But both entities essentially have patient care at the center of it. And so that's really just what we strive for, is to ensure that both Buffalo EMS and KC EMS, everything that they do, they're putting patients at the center of all of it. And so in that regard, there really is no difference between the two. They're both excellent ambulance services. With each Buffalo and KC EMS, obviously we have a KC EMS director who reports back to the board, and then we have the private entity of Buffalo EMS who sort of still has the director, but they do more of, it's more of a private entity versus the KC ambulance, which is overseen by us more.
Okay. Does that create issues or problems with the differences in how they're quote-unquote overseen, that one is a private and the other is seen overseen directly by the board? Does that create a problem?
Well, it's unfortunately, because I haven't been on this board for very long, I haven't experienced or seen a great deal of the problems that it could, like, that could be occurring. Our biggest goal is to just bridge that gap, and Buffalo, it used to be Johnson County Ambulance, so it used to be one ambulance service that oversaw both Buffalo and Casey EMS. And now with the division, there are just some minor things that we just have to work around as to, you know, when it comes to budget times and things like that. But unfortunately, I haven't been on the board long enough to really be privy to a lot of, if there are issues, I haven't been able to see them very much yet.
Okay. One of the first significant actions of the board this year is the renewal of the contract with Buffalo EMS. That's a big thing. So unless terms cannot be agreed on, which is unlikely, I mean, it's probably going to happen, this will be a four-year term with the budget agreed annually. That's mm-hmm. how my understanding
yes.
is. Okay. So what is the thinking behind the term of the contract? And what does it mean for the stability of the service in Buffalo itself?
So I think the biggest thing when you are working with anyone is that, especially as an entity like Buffalo EMS, is we want to ensure, so overall, it takes a great deal of time to train EMTs. And then it also takes a great deal of time not only to get them through their EMT training, but then to get them to where they feel comfortable enough going out on a call by themselves. And so there's a lot of training involved with that. And we need to make sure that we are building and establishing rapport with these EMTs. And I think that's really important, and that's one of the platforms that I ran on, is to making sure they feel appreciated. And in my opinion, renewing something like just a one-year contract, then they're sitting out there saying, okay, I'm doing all of this. I'm going through all of this training. It's going to take me 6 months to even be able to do an ambulance run. Well, then in 6 months after that, am I going to have a job in case the Rural Healthcare Board says we don't want Buffalo EMS for whatever reason? And so it was really important for me, and I can't speak for the other board members, but I do believe they feel the same, is to make sure that those EMTs and Buffalo EMS felt like they were supported. And when you only renew a contract for 1 year, it just looks like, oh, we're just going to try and get by and then see what happens in the year mark. Work really can't be done. And so that's where the four-year thing came about, is it provides stability for the EMTs and the Buffalo EMS service, which I think is very important. And it establishes that collaborative working relationship between, which is absolutely essential, between Buffalo EMS and the board. And we have to have that. And I think that four-year thing is really important. The other thing, like the caveat of it, is sometimes, you know, others may think, oh, 4 years is a long time, you don't know what the budget's going to look like. But that is why we renegotiate budget every year. So you're not locked in as to, well, for the next 4 years, this is what we have to pay every year. Because we don't know what the future holds in terms of the mill levy and property taxes and things like that. And so that's what's so great about, we're able to still be fiscally responsible by covering ourselves and doing the budget every year, because it's both sides have to be fiscally responsible. But it's also establishing that contract and relationship with Buffalo EMS, saying we want you around and we value your service. And I think when we say that 4 year mark, it shows the appreciation and value that we place on the EMS service that Buffalo EMS provides.
Let's move on to the new building, which I guess a fair assessment would be it's at least a point of contention in the community, mm-hmm. or has been. Currently, there are four ambulances in Buffalo that are housed by Buffalo EMS at their premises on Adams Avenue. And the board, previous board, decided to move forward with looking into building a new ambulance barn out by the county fire. The board inherited grants that were awarded in two separate grants, in the region of $850,000-ish for the building. But they do come with strings attached. At the last meeting, you voted to accept those grants and proceed with building the facility. The land purchase was $80,000 or so a year ago. And I guess the question, which, again, not trying to be confrontational, but what was it that the new board decided to move forward with that? Why was that?
Why did we decide to move forward with the land down
there? No, just in general, the building.
Okay.
Just in general.
Sure. So
I know I got off track here.
No, that's okay. So one of the biggest things is, again, as we mentioned, patient care is at the forefront of everything that we do. And so right now we're renting buildings from Buffalo EMS, and we're renting the space to house those ambulances in those buildings. The buildings are sufficient, but they are not providing, so we need to look towards the future. And yes, 100%, I hope to see Buffalo EMS in our future as the ambulance provider. But the thing is right now, so for example, our meetings have to occur here at the Johnson County Planning Office. When the Buffalo ambulance needs to do trainings, et cetera, typically they have to load all their stuff up and take it to the hospital to do classroom trainings and things. And so this is an opportunity to where we don't have to take taxpayer money, and we can build a future ambulance barn that does things such as house four ambulances together. It allows for the ambulances to, you open up the ambulance in a heated building, you can restock it. You can train. There's going to be enough room where you can actually train in the ambulance itself. There's going to be a classroom for training, for simulation. There's also going to be areas where we're going to hope to have it plumbed. And again, these are just nothing's finalized yet, but hopes to have it plumbed in at least for possible living quarters. And that doesn't mean we're going to take away anything from Buffalo EMS, but those living quarters could mean, we know right now that there's a shortage of EMT. There's a shortage of any healthcare provider. Nurses are in a huge shortage. EMTs are in a huge shortage. So when we have this shortage, what's going to happen is that we can make sure that we, so say we have KC, right? We're trying to bridge that gap from KC. The KC could have a couple EMTs who say, we'd love to get more hours. We'd love to help Buffalo EMS out. Well, KC, you can't be on call in KC for Buffalo EMS, right? So those living quarters could house extra EMTs from other areas who want to come help out if there's a shortage. They could stay there. Right now, there's no place for anyone to stay if they're coming from out of town to help us. And so there's just lots of things that we can do. The other thing, and I mentioned this in the meeting, is it gives the opportunity to put patient care first because it allows training to occur whenever you need it, essentially. Okay, there's so many grants out there for training, and I foresee we could set up a little training room, and you go on an ambulance run, and you it was essential that you needed as an EMT to start an IV. Well, you missed that IV, and you tried twice, didn't get it. And now you say, okay, well, this is fresh in my mind. We're back at the ambulance barn. I'm going to go practice on that fake arm that's right there and practice starting that IV. And so I just see that there's a lot of possibilities with this new barn. And it's possibilities where we don't have to take money out of taxpayers' pocket, but we are benefiting the taxpayers with it, with this new building.
Okay. There were a lot of people in the community that weren't necessarily opposed to the ambulance barn, but possibly the location, and that had to do with, there were some question on traffic studies and whatnot. What would you say about that? I mean, is there a possibility that that could be a problem on that bypass road there if this goes in?
So I think every concern that someone has is legitimate, but there's two sides to every concern.
Sure.
And so, you know, the question as to out there. So Marilyn Connolly, who was the previous chairman, worked very hard getting these grants. And the previous board looked at multiple locations in town. And there's multiple times throughout the grant where it showed, like, we looked at this lot, it wasn't going to suffice. And so what happened out there, one of the benefits of out there, and the so essentially the location of anything when you're a volunteer EMS service and you're not actually at a location stationed at the ambulance barn, is it completely depends on the location of the call and the location of the EMT who's on call, right? And so you could look at both sides. So you look at the county property down there, and if you had someone who's having lunch at Dashin and he's an EMT on call and the second EMT lives over by the fairgrounds, that bypass building is ideal for them. It's going to take them a lot longer to get to the current Buffalo EMS location on Adams Funeral Home. So it is 100% dependent on the location of the call and the location of the EMT on call. Now, if you lived up on Klondike, yes, it's going to take you a little bit longer to get down to that county building. The other thing is that I have tried to pull out by Buffalo Realty where ambulances pull out to get onto Main Street, and Main Street at times is very difficult to get out on. I've sat there for 5 minutes trying to get across the street. So again, I think you really have to be sensitive to the fact that there's two sides to every location. There's pros and cons to every location. The other thing about the county spot down there is that we have opportunity for expansion if we need it. The city buildings that were looked at, there's a couple of questions about the Chinese place, and there was another question about a property that's kind of located kitty corner from, it's on Cedar and Fort Street. The problem with those locations is that the cost is a great deal more to purchase the land, and then you're also purchasing land that you're purchasing from a resident or maybe a non-resident of Johnson County. So the money, when you purchase it, isn't going back into the county. It's going into a personal bank account. And then the other problem is that there's no opportunity for expansion. So when you buy a city lot, so say you built at Chinese, the China Buffet, which was actually looked at previously by the board, there's a lot of concrete work and things that have to be done. The building would have to be torn down. But you have your only opportunity for expansion is up. You don't have opportunity for expansion for out. So what happens in 10 years if we need to add on? We become this bigger booming city and we need another ambulance bay. We don't have that opportunity if we purchase a city lot. When we purchase a county lot where it is, we have essentially tons of room to expand if we need to expand. So I 100% am sensitive to the lingering concerns that are occurring down there, but I also want people to somewhat be open-minded in terms of the opportunities as well, and that there's both sides to every location. And that it was noted that when Buffalo grows, how is it going to grow? It's going to grow north and it's going to grow east, which is going to essentially put that location in the future possibly central.
One of the things, and this is just a personal observation, because I know that the quote-unquote traffic studies that were proposed or done or whatever, we're looking at, you know, possible problems at that intersection there on Bypass and Fort Street or Hart Street, mm-hmm. and then possibly up north on North Main. So my question is, you know, growing up in a city, whenever there was an ambulance call, fire call, whatever, those fire stations in the city had, I don't know how they did it, but they had lights right there that would shut traffic down to allow them to get to where they needed to go. Has that been talked about with YDOT?
Yep. So we've actually talked with the Wyoming Department of Transportation, and there is a special emergency light that can be activated by the ambulance that flashes when they need to go through.
And that's possibly looked at to be installed at those intersections.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that has been discussed with.
Well, that's good. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That was just something that I thought about the other day, and I'm like, well, why wouldn't that be incorporated into that, which would take care of the traffic problem?
Yes, that's been discussed.
In and of itself. Okay,
yep,
perfect.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the grants. My understanding is that the grants come with a match, and I would like you to explain that, because some grants are a match from another grant. Some are local matches. With local funds. How did that work on this particular grant?
So we have two grants. One's a mineral royalty grant, and the other is an ARPA grant. One of the grants requires a match. So it requires you, so I don't remember which of the grants it is. One is a $425,000 grant. And I think that's a mineral royalties grant. And what that is it's saying, we'll give you $425,000 to build this new building if you match the $425,000 with your own funds.
Okay, okay? That's county funds. Or
rural healthcare district
funds.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
So you have that. But we also got a second grant for $450,000, which doesn't require the matching, which would then take care of us putting up our own $425,000 to meet that first grant. So it's kind of confusing, but it essentially becomes a wash. So essentially that $875,000, that second grant pays for what we have to match out of our own pocket, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so essentially no money out of pocket.
Just what's over, what happens to be over, you know, with building supplies, et cetera. If there's something over than what we have budgeted for, then it will be that. But it's not going to be much out of our own pocket.
Okay, so there will be some that will come out of quote-unquote reserves or whatever.
Whatever.
It's just not going to be close to that $1 million threshold by any stretch of the amount. Okay.
No.
Okay, gotcha. So,
and that, so let me back preface.
Okay.
At the last meeting, I had made a comment about the, we did an expenditure and including the land purchase. So the land purchase was included in that, was the cost of the building, the land, the engineering. There's a lot of back stuff that has to go on, was just over $900,000. So we have a grant for $875,000. So we're just going to have to make up a bit of that difference. And again, part of that was the $80,000 land purchase. So that's already been done.
So this is not going to be a huge check that the district is going to have to write to, for this at all. It's pretty much set.
Yes. With these grants.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which is where we find as a board where we have to be fiscally responsible to the citizens of Johnson County and say, you're going to get a brand new building that's going to be an amazing thing for the future of Buffalo, and we want Buffalo EMS to help us in terms of planning for that building. We want their input. We want to work together, so this is a everyone building that benefits the patients of Johnson County without taking taxpayer money, because it's really hard to say, how do we say we're going to turn down $875,000 of money for a building that we will, like, that's necessary for the future of Johnson County? I mean, how do you turn around and explain that fiscally? It's difficult if we turned it down.
And that's kind of been what people have been concerned about. That I've noticed in the last few years is it seemed like this was kind of just pushed. But now I understand at least why it was looked at that way, because these grants, obviously, these have to be used in a certain amount of time, correct?
We have to use the grants. The building needs to be built by December of 2026.
Okay. Built, done. Yeah. Not started, done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why
the reimbursement period for the one grant occurs by 2026. So
okay.
That money has to be done to be reimbursed by 2026, which technically December 2026, I mean, is 4 years away. You know, we have, like I said, we want to start collaborating with Buffalo EMS and saying, what do we need? What's this building need to look like? What could you see? What do you envision that you need? And so it's that collaborative approach to all of this. And I think one of the things that I wanted to preface with this new building is a lot of the things that got the residents of Johnson County sort of upset, and it upset me as well, is it was noted in board minutes from last December that the building of a new building would mean we are placing two EMTs and a paramedic in the new building. That is not the case at all. We are building a new building in hopes to continue with Buffalo EMS. And I think that's where a lot of the confusion is lying maybe now, is I want to make sure that the citizens of Johnson County know when this new building occurs, we're hoping Buffalo EMS moves with us to this new building. It has, and in the past, in the minutes, it's had noted, like, this building is going to be to house two EMTs and a paramedic, which essentially means dissolution of Buffalo EMS. And that is, that's not my goal. That's not the board's goal. Our goal is to have Buffalo EMS in a wonderful new facility. essentially, but keep them. And I think that's where that confusion occurred, especially during, when I was running for this position and everything, is it was like the pushback of the new building meant no more Buffalo EMS. And now I want to make sure that the Johnson County residents know that, yes, it will be Buffalo EMS if the contract
should they choose to
continue with the contract. But absolutely, it doesn't mean dissolution of Buffalo EMS. And I think that's a lot of where the concerns were lying. And so I'm hoping with this that helps put those concerns to rest a little bit.
I think it might. That's exactly what I had heard, is that people were concerned about that.
Yeah.
So not saying that in the future it may not come to, but, you know,
sure,
20, 25 years down the road, there may be a need for EMTs or whatever. So that's farther down the road.
Yeah.
Right now you guys are looking at a new building to put the current situation into.
Yep.
Give them a better facility.
Yeah. And as we know, with grant money, you turn it down and you may never get it again. Right? And so it's essentially this Maryland worked very hard on getting these grants and the amount of hours. I mean, they're huge grants, and so it's like I said, it's just hard to turn it down, and because we may not ever have the opportunity to have it again.
I guess that kind of leads to my next question, which is, because you said this, once you got in here as a board member and we're looking at all of the stuff that had been going on, is it fair to say that changed your mind? Because you ran on a platform of, well, I don't know, you know, blah, 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 whatever it was. But once you got in here and looked at this and you said, well, wait a minute, this is not what I... That was not my impression when I was running, correct?
Well, I think that there was a couple things. My impression when I was running was, because I had gone through all of the minutes of every meeting for the last year and read them thoroughly, and it had, like I had said, it said stated in the minutes, we are building the new building to house two EMTs and a paramedic. And I was like, whoa, we don't want to get rid of an amazing service that we have right now. But I was never against a new building if it meant that we could continue Buffalo EMS. And I was also concerned if we had to spend the $900,000 out of taxpayer money that we didn't have. Right. But now with this grant, it's hard to see the downside of it now of building the new building. I think I was with the rest of the residents of Johnson County in my thinking, because of that's what it stated in the minutes and that's what it said was going to occur. So now we have all come to the understanding that we're going to really be working with Buffalo EMS and building this new building to just have it be for the future of Johnson County. And so, I think that's where I was confused running, and some of that stuff is now much clearer to me.
Fair assessment.
Yeah.
Things were not as they appeared.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. The last question I have is, as a board member, what do you think are the most significant challenges and issues moving forward? What are you hoping to accomplish in the remainder of your term? And I guess that'll suffice.
I think the biggest challenge is making everybody happy. It's sort of impossible.
Do you think you can do that?
No, but what I'm trying to do really hard is to sort of bridge a gap that's occurred, and I really just want to have collaborative efforts by all. We don't all have to agree on something. I think that it's important as a board to have differing opinions on things, because we all have the ability to bring something to the table. So I've realized that I'm never going to make everybody happy as chairman, but what I want to do is make sure that everyone collaborates effectively and that we do it respectfully. And it's okay to have differing opinions, and I might learn from your opinion and you might learn from my opinion. Everyone here, our goal, KC EMS, Buffalo EMS, and the Rural Healthcare District Board, everything we do is for the betterment of Johnson County and patient care first and foremost. And I think if we can continue to keep that in the back of our minds, these collaborative efforts, especially when it starts to come to budget negotiations and things, the grants, and, you know, as all of this starts to occur, a lot of these are conversations that could be hard conversations to have, and they could be times where we may disagree on things, but I just foresee that if we can continue that respectful collaboration, it's and know that what we're doing is putting patient care first, I think it's going to be successful and effective in the long run. And that's really my goal as chairman and in this term, is to just say, like, we came together as a board, we came together with KC EMS and Buffalo EMS and all of our entities, and we provided effective healthcare, rural healthcare, to the residents of Johnson County.
Good. I missed one question. Let's go back to the building.
Okay. Real quick.
So everything looks like it's in play and ready to go. Give me a timeline. What are we looking at as far as construction, this, that? I mean, what's next? Where do we go from here?
So I think at our next meeting we'll have a little bit better idea of the timeline. So our next meeting is on Monday. And essentially what happened in the past is there was a building committee that occurred. And obviously we're going to have to develop a new building committee because some board members that were on that building committee aren't here anymore as a board member. And so once we start developing that committee, that building committee, I think we'll know better our next steps that are going to occur. The one grant has already been signed. We can use the money for the one grant today. The next grant is getting signed and being sent off, and then as soon as that occurs, then we can start using that grant money as well. And so I can't tell you a timeline because I don't know it myself, and I think that once we start this building committee and start moving forward with it, we'll have a better idea of timing of things, if that helps.
Mm-hmm. So it's moving.
Yeah.
Just not a specific timeline.
Yeah.
So it is, and it's the wheels are starting.
The wheels are spinning. We had a work session just last week, and that's when we had that special meeting to where we voted on this. And so what's probably going to happen as we come down through the next months is we're going to probably have to have another work session, because I think it's really important to, when we do these things, it's really hard to just talk about one subject at a meeting, such as grants, this grant and new building. And so I think having a work session where we can just collaborate together with Buffalo EMS and with the public and everyone, and I want public involvement because it allows us to kind of get a better idea, and we can work more effectively in a work session when we just have one topic to work through versus a meeting where there's multiple things we have to do. Work sessions become effective, and so that's the next step. Is on Monday we'll establish a building committee, we'll figure out a work session date, and then after that we'll have a more solid time frame as to our next steps.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this question is even, if you can even answer this, but we'll see. One of the things that I've heard from different people is, if we have a new county building, which looking like we're going to at some point, what process is the board going to go through to make sure that we don't have, and not to say that the new jail and the courthouse are not beautiful, they are, but I think there were a lot of things in there that weren't looked at deep enough, hard enough, you know, because the costs of running that building are just astronomical.
Sure.
Because they've got 40-foot ceilings in there, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. Have you guys looked at this, or are you planning to look at those kinds of costs moving forward?
Yes, it is. My idea that the past board has contacted other county ambulance areas around the state and talk with them about utility bills and things like that, and what that costs to run. What's it cost to heat the building? What's it cost? And Maryland has done a really good job of looking at different heating things that run cheaper, different, you know, what does an AC HVAC unit that could be effective for us? And so that has been in the works and has been looking. A lot of it, too, is that money we're currently paying Buffalo EMS rent for the ambulance. And so what this is going to then occur is we're going to take the money that we're paying them in rent, and that money is going to help now, when the new building occurs, move towards paying for utilities.
So it won't be a wash, but it'll be,
yes,
essentially trading one expense for another.
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
Gotcha. Has there been any discussion as to what type of building, as far as the design?
The design is a Cleary building.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that similar to the one in KC? Or do you know?
I'm not. Well, I've been to the one in KC, but I don't know if it's a Cleary okay. building or not. The KC Ambulance Barn is fabulous.
Yes,
it's beautiful.
It is. Yes,
but it's going to obviously be bigger. The KC Ambulance Barn holds two ambulances. But the Cleary building, what it's going to be is a three-stall building on the bottom, and so one stall will hold two ambulances. And so it'll be hold four ambulances. And the great thing about our last meeting is we had a couple public comments, and they made some great suggestions about, like, this is what you could do to cut down costs, and like a radiant heat idea got brought up, and building up for things like the classroom and things like that. And so this is where we really want help. This is public, you know, we're in a public county position, and I want the public to know, like, we want to hear from them. I don't want anything to go on that is a surprise to anyone. And everyone, there's amazing professionals out there who can help guide us, and so I want that. And so I just, all of that legwork I think is going to also start when we start this building committee. And the thing we had to do first was just approve or deny the grant to begin with before we could ever move forward. And so once these next steps start, we'll have a much better idea of the next steps of everything.
Okay. Those are the questions I have.
Okay.
So
perfect.
Anything that you would like to add?
No. I think, yeah.
Everything's good?
Yeah, everything's good for right now.
Got everything out that you wanted
yes,
to get out?
I think so.
Okay, very good. This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio speaking with Brittany Camino, who is the chairperson of the Rural Healthcare District Board. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.